clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day, great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Well, how many of you guys heard that little wind front hit last night? I think it hit around 22 and 230 down at Willow. One of my buddies up Grimes said 130 or 124. He stayed up to listen for it to hit. I don't get that, but it's not like there was a snowstorm coming. But anyway, whatever. Rock your boat. Western Oklahoma, especially the Fairview this way, down straight down and out in Texas Panhandle. We're under a winter weather advisory and a wind chilled warning. How about that? Anyway, currently it is 5 degrees at Eric, minus 2 at Slap Out, 0 at Freedom, minus 1 at the Maze Ranch. Fairview, you're at 3 degrees. Let's see what the wind chills or the winds, not necessarily the wind chills, but let's see what the winds are doing. How about that? Okay, currently it looks like at Beaver, 23 mile an hour with gust up to 32. Camargo, you're looking good. Winds up to 36 with gust up to 51 currently right now. Bessie, 38 mile an hour winds with gust up to 47. Hobart, you're 27 mile an hour with wind gust up to 32. And Hollis, 34 mile an hour wind with gust up to 43. Let's see what the max winds was when this thing cranked through here. Today's maximum wind gust. Looks like Medicine Park, highest so far in Oklahoma at 62 miles an hour. Hollis 55, 51 here in Elk City, 54 at Camargo. Camargo's always getting big winds. I don't know if it's because of the river running through there, the valley going through there. I don't know, but seems like to me Camargo's always getting the big winds. Anyway, so anyway, it was good. We had some power outages, but it looks like they've all been everybody's back on again. They're having some major ones over east of us. If you're going to the city or going towards Tulsa, stay at home. Wait, because watching Lacey Swope, everything on I-35 north up towards Perry and back east, they've got into that snow and there was all kinds of accidents in Oklahoma City. Wait till tomorrow if you have to go, if you're doing late Christmas shopping. Or I got an idea for you for Christmas shopping. If you haven't bought your husband anything for Christmas, Roth Brothers and Western Equipment, I bet you can get online or call over there, get some salesmen there. I'm sure they got tractors and combines and swathers and balers in stock. And might have some no-interest loans going on for you, so it'd be a good day to shop for the hubby. You know, we need some new equipment out on the farm, or you can call some cattle team manufacturing down here south of Elk. They got all those really cool trailers in stock now and some fuel tanks. There's no reason for you to have to go to Oklahoma City with everything right here that your husband needs on the farm or ranch. How about that? Anyway, there's a co-op. Matter of fact, I'm going to open up the Penny News right now. The new Penny News is out. And Merry Christmas to everybody. Let's check out. Let's go to the Today in Ag section. And, yeah, I'll check it out. I haven't wished all my sponsors a Merry Christmas, so I'm going to do it right now. Knutson Irrigation, Merry Christmas to you guys. Ken, Destry, Scott, all you guys up there, Merry Christmas. your wife want to buy your husband a new Pivot for Christmas, good time to do it. I'm sure they'll give you a special deal today. County Line Supply up there at Visi. All kinds of stuff to buy there. I mean, we just have to go out there and have one of those guys go out there and live feed you on the phone and see what you need there. Custom fencing. You need some new fencing? Give them a call. Just go on the pit and lose. All these guys are in here, but I'm going to work all my sponsors that have been with me a long time on the show. Upseed Co-op. As a matter of fact, I'm not so sure they might have been the first one. They got all kinds of stuff down there. Merry Christmas, Bruce and Quentin, the whole works. SEI Agritech. Mr. Kent Watkins down there. They'll help you with any of your feed for your cattle, sheep, goats, and horses. Stock Exchange Bank at Woodward. Thanks for being one of the sponsors. Farm Credit of Western Oklahoma. They'll help you with financing on the new farm you're buying your hubby for Christmas. Marion Furniture. Harper Sanitation. Cattle King, here you go. Cattle King, they got augers, fuel tanks, seed tenders. That one tender, man, I can't get Wes to give that to me for Christmas. But anyway, Hobart Farm and Garden, how could I not miss them? Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's to all you guys down there. They got high-pro feed, they got feeders, corrals, working chutes, the whole works. And then back here in my favorite room in Western Oklahoma, the gun room. And then Everett's Welding up at Visi. Need cattle guards, corner post, the whole nine yards. And then Merry Christmas to Benji and Lori White, B&L Red Angus, up there at Putnam. Thanks for being a sponsor. And Mickey Lively, how could you've been great on the show. Oklahoma Farm Bureau there at Mangum, thank you so much. You heard Jill right before the show come on. She's my neighbor there west of Willow. Great Plains Bank and First National Bank, thank you for your support for the show. A lot of the bankers there listen to the show, and I appreciate that, and I know a lot of them. And then Moore's Roofing Company up at Moreland, Oklahoma, thank you. And I mean, just I hope I didn't miss anybody, but anyway, thanks for being sponsors of the show. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's to them. Okay, let's get on with the market real quick. Let's see what happened last night. As I looked earlier and everything's in a red, but right now let's see what happened overnight. This morning, Chicago Board of Trade, wheat is up 5 cents. Kansas City wheat is up 7. Minneapolis wheat is up 2 pennies. Wheat led the grains yesterday as traders are concerned about frigid temperatures hitting the wheat country this week. The majority of the plains are under a wind chill warning, facing wind chills as low as 55 degrees below zero earlier this week. Bob Linneman with the Klus Commodity Advisory says forecasters predicted this week's weather could kill anywhere from 20 to 30% of the United States winter wheat. Corn's up a penny this morning, and soybeans are down less than a penny. Ethanol production falls for the second week in a row. Went to 1.029 barrels a day, and that's down from 1.077 barrels a day last week. Gulf Coast production fell to an average of 20,000 barrels a day from the normal 25,000. Rocky Mountain was 14,000 barrels, down 1,000 barrels a day. East Coast output was unchanged at 12,000 barrels a day for the fifth straight week. And West Coast production was steady at 8,000 barrels a day. Inventories for ethanol also declined from 24.409 million barrels in the week ending last week to 24.067 last week. That was a week before. However, according to the RFA, inventories are still 16% higher than it was a year ago and 9% higher than the five-year average. Well, here we go. Winter. I mean, this thing is huge. This storm's huge. It's just really now getting a full blast going through the very tip of southeastern Oklahoma. But it's going to be in Florida by Christmas. for Christmas. How about that? For Christmas. So this is a big storm. Probably going to do a lot of damage to some crops and stuff down in Georgia and Alabama and Florida and back over there on that part of the coast. The winter storm everyone has been bracing for hit yesterday. So far, snow accumulation across the Midwest is ranging from 0 to 6 inches. The highest level accumulation is centered in Minnesota and Wisconsin. The northern plains states are seeing similar snowfall with the heaviest in North Dakota. This morning when I looked up, it gave me bad flashbacks up there where I work in the oil field up there in western North Dakota. I seen wind chills minus 56, and I did a lot of fracking with wind chills 25 to 40 below. And I'm telling you what, it's cold up there, and how we kept things from freezing, I'll never know. But we got it done. Out west, parts of Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming are seeing snowfall 6 to 12-inch range. The National Weather Service alert map is lit up like a Christmas tree, according to the National Weather Service. Parts of Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, Michigan, and Montana face a blizzard warning with strong winds up to 50 miles an hour. A winter storm warning is in effect for several states, largely including Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Wisconsin. The Plain States are still facing extreme wind chills, along with several areas in the South and New England. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about what the grain prices are doing right now and what cattle's doing. We're out of all of our sale barns in our listening area right here, Woodward, Western Oklahoma, Elk City, and Hobart and Hollis are shut down for the holidays till after the first of the year. So not a lot going on there, so anybody be getting it for it. So anyway, I'll be right back after this.
A Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Red Angus is probably most commonly known for the maternal breed. More maternal type cows. A heifer lays down, has a calf. She goes over and gets the calf up instantly, and the calf goes to nursing, and they're very protective of their calves, too. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
The leather smells great, and it feels great when you slide them on. Nothing beats a good pair of boots. So give them for Christmas. The Cherokee has over 7,000 pairs of boots in stock in about 100 different styles. Looking good there is a cinch. In fact, it's Cinch and Ariat. They've got men's and women's Western clothes that carry both brands. They've also got Minnetonka moccasins and beautiful turquoise jewelry. For gifts that'll bring smiles for years, the Cherokee Trading Post and Boot Outlet, just east of Clinton, exit 71 off I-40, high atop Boot Hill.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Farming is the greatest family business in America. It's teamwork between fathers and sons, mothers and daughters. Generation after generation of families working together to provide our local area with the food we need to live and grow our local economy. We owe a lot to our local farmers and ranchers. We're proud to be your bank. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hi, this is Ty Ford. I'm a local cattle rancher, and I buy my feed with Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. He's a Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, and they have been very helpful in developing a program for feeding out our butcher steers. We use his starter and finisher rations on our steers, and we have had great results and great feedback from our repeat customers.
Located on South Randall, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City.
Attention high school juniors and seniors. Western Equipment is hosting their annual AgTech Invitational on January 14th at our store in Plainview, Texas. Sign up to compete for a chance to win $60,000 in scholarships and $30,000 prices. This competition is open to any high school junior or senior interested in mechanics, agriculture, or just winning prizes. Parents and teachers, don't feel left out. You can tour our career experts about John Deere, Western Equipment, and other job opportunities within the company. Spots are limited, so register today at west-equip.com/competition.
Cattlemen's Congress is located in the heart of cattle country and is far more than just a cattle show. Join them December 29th through January 14th to see the newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and offers sales of elite genetics, something for everyone's operation. Join them January 5th for a commercial cattleman's luncheon from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For a full schedule, sale info, and everything you need to know, visit cattlemanscongress.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Currently on the Gabe Gadzit Mesonet Center here in the studio, it's 2.8 degrees, 71% humidity. That's what's kicking us in the butt there, that high humidity. Winds are 19 miles an hour here, but, you know, like I said, here in the studio, we're surrounded by all these skyscrapers. But we're currently at Eric... 28-mile-an-hour winds with gusts up to 37. Hollis, you're just windy down there. But Medicine Park, man, 43-mile-an-hour gusts with gusts. 43-mile-an-hour winds with gusts up to 56. Well, I know you guys have been hearing all week about the Route 66 big deals. It's finally here, Route 66 big deals, where you find the biggest and best deals, where you can 15% off local retail businesses with a Route 66 Big Deal gift certificate. Nothing better than buy your family some deals with mobile or paper certificates. And I heard Gabe on Trading Deal earlier. He called it mobile, something like that. Some kind of Jim Bonnick's words. I don't know. Anyway, you can get it. Actually, if you just get a Penny News, there's a full page on all the businesses and everything that's doing it. And I got it here handy. Today, Pedro's has already sold out their gift certificates today. We got Genesis Cafe, $20 gift certificate for $14. And I know there's a lot of you guys goes eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Genesis. They're open 7 days a week right down there where Billy Sam's was, right there next to Fred's. They go down there and come by the studio or call here in the studio or get on KCOFM.com. And up there in the right-hand corner of your phone, there's this Route 66 big deal. Hit on it. You can buy these. Anyway, it's a great deal. This is our first year happening, and it's really going over well. Keith's Butcher Shop sold out the other day within an hour. Pedro's almost the same thing. Now we're selling the Genesis Cafe gift certificates. Get a hold of you on. It's a great deal. Anyway, okay, where was we? I just want everybody, when you run into one of these guys, is to give a big shout out to any of your power line companies. North Fork, Farman, Northwest, Caddo, PSO, I know one. I don't know all these companies that help out those guys. I do personally know the one, R&R Powerline Company, that helps out North Fork and other companies, and they go to Florida during the hurricanes and stuff like that. Give them a big shout-out, because just like one of the guys said this morning, when you guys are snuggled in bed, they're just going to work. And the power outages, there have been some, but they've been quickly put back on, which is great, because this wind is brutal out there. So when you run into some of those guys, give them a big thank you. And I'm sending a big thank you for the show today. Thanks, North Fork, Harmon, Caddo, Northwestern. I know I'm missing PSO. Anyway, thank you guys for what you do during these storms. Because the warmth is the main thing with this deal right now. Hope you guys got all your cattle taken care of right now and are out doing it. Hopefully you got them fed up yesterday, because this morning on my way in to work, them cows were huddled up tight as I've seen them in a long time. And they probably wasn't in the mood for eating this morning. It's so cold. But the sun coming out now a little bit. Maybe they'll be going. But go check your water and make sure they got plenty of good water. And hopefully everybody's got windbreaks for the cows. I know some people don't, but no big deal. Just hopefully doing all right. Keep an eye on them. Keep an eye on your horses and your goats and your sheep. And even with heat lamps and stuff like that, even chickens are taking a brutal beating right now with this these wind chills. So anyway, well, let's check out what the grain markets are doing right now. Refresh this real quick. I meant to do that during the break. Mr. Big Jason Cordell come in. I had to go say hello to him. He was over there talking with Mr. Skinny on the sports. Corn prices, March 661, May 661, July 654. You know, corn's been slowly easing up the last week. Might be getting close to that $7 mark here in the next couple weeks. I don't know. We'll see. Soybeans for January, 1466, March, 1470, May, 1474, soybean meal, January, 451.50 a short ton, March is 447.70, May is 441.20, soybean oil for January, 65.81. And March is 64.01. Looks like the ones taking the biggest beating today are soybeans. Hard red winter wheat. It's actually in the black today. Green. I call it my spring green. March is 867. Three. May's also up three at 860. Oats is actually up two. They're actually up pretty nicely. March is 355. May's 352. Cotton is up 88 cents a pound for March, 87 cents a pound for May. How's sugar doing? Oh, he's at 21 cents. Oh, Bill Dance, or his new name now. We're going to get away from the Bill Dance thing until I watch him go fishing again. But Sugar Baby, we're going to call him Sugar Baby. Over there at Dale High, that's your Sugar Baby. And here coming up about 4 or 5 months, we'll have to figure out a name to call him for growing pineapples. We'll see how that goes. Live cattle for December, 155.90. February, 157.35. April, 161.17. June live cattle, 157.12. Feeder cattle, January, 184.25. It's one of the few things that's in the green today. And March is 186.52. Lean hogs, February, 89.22. April, 95.85. Lean hogs for May, 100.92. How's that? 100.92. How's that? Anyway, we don't have any cattle reports today to talk about from our local deal, but I wanted to read this article that Jerry Nine wrote up in the Penny News. You guys, some of you probably already read it, but I thought it was a great article. It says, every 2 months at the church, I attend a men's breakfast. Then a couple of men will talk about their faith or whatever they wish to. Recently, one man in his 30s said a few years ago, after a long battle of depression, he said to himself that he was going to church that morning, and if there really was a God, that he was going to have to show him, or that afternoon he was going to kill himself. Before the service started, the preacher was greeting a lot of people there. The preacher gave the man a hug, said, remember, I love you, and so does God. That gave the man enough hope that he didn't follow through with his threat to harm himself. Often through a life, a lot of us don't realize how much effect we can have on other people's lives. Sometimes a kind word or encouragement can be the difference of life or death. There is a lot more to life than just money. Jerry, here's his take also on cattle feeder futures. For the next fall, starting in August to November 2023, are already from 201.60 to 206.20. The October fat cattle futures on December were at 160.22. Bred cow demand on younger cows is very good, with even the middle-aged bred cows gaining some momentum too. And we've been talking about that the last 3 or 4 weeks, how it looks like it is slowly creeping up. Also, some of the old cows with no teeth, 5 months bred, and more are coming back home. Are going back home. To a home. How's that? He should have put to a home. For a long time, up till the last 6 weeks, a lot of middle-aged bred cows and older cows were going to the packer. But I knew several months ago you would hear ranchers say they thought in the spring of 2023, bred cows and pairs would be very high. And he is correct. I think it's, myself, I think it's going to. I'm not going to bet the farm on it, but it sure seems like it's got to. Everything depends on this La Nina, and if we start getting some, we've been getting some nice showers and stuff, but we need a couple of pond fillers. How's that? My pond's got a little bit of water in them, but it won't take long with some dry weather in the next month. It'll all be gone. So anyway, well, when I come back, we'll talk more about agriculture.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a Hughes trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. I'm Drew Cobb. This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, December 16th. 1,979 head were sold. 13 head of steers at 387 brought 258. 7 at 401 brought 224. 9 at 473 brought 210. 4 at 564 brought 182. 5 at 632 brought 176. 22 at 645 brought 180. 3 at 685 brought 164. 8 head heifers at 389 brought 192. 13 at 476 brought 169. 3 at 528 brought 166. 5 at 610 brought 163.50. 8 at 615 brought 157. 4 at 704 brought 156. 5 at 983 brought 140. Butcher cows were 5 to 87.50. Butcher bulls brought 41 to 98. Bred cows were 750 to 1775. Pairs brought 1100 to 1850. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle shooter hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Mickey will go to bat for you. Anytime you've got a problem or, you know, a question, he's Johnny on the spot. If he doesn't know, he calls up higher to get it figured out. And we've got tractors insured, balers, combines, swathers, cattle, hay, home, anything you can think of, he's got it. And he's been called a few times. Mickey is really good about coming to see what you need. You know, he'll come to where you are to get your signature or go over something that he's run into a problem. You know, you can't beat that because we live 18 miles from his office. So it helps when he's willing to come to the house. He's done, you know, just whatever he needs to do, he'll be there.
I'm Jill Jerusha, and I'm a farmer and rancher in Southwest Oklahoma.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I knew I was going to miss some of these power companies, so let me add to my list. I've already talked about North Fork, Harmon, Northwestern, Caddo, which I think that's CK now. Caddo, Kiowa. And then we got PSO. We got Western Farmers now and CK Energy and Cimarron Electric. So anyway, good. Again, appreciate you power line people that go out in the craziest weather, the worst weather, to make sure that we all get power, because electricity is very important to keeping those water wells from freezing up at the house, and chickens alive in the chicken coops, and heat lamps on those baby calves that were not so blessed to be born last night. And I have got some videos sent to me of some babies being born yesterday evening or last night, or God bless some poor little things. But anyway, thanks for texting that in to me. That's why I like my listeners to listen to what I say, because I'm a member of Northwestern and North Fork and Harmon, so I know those, and then PSO supplies electricity down there to my pivot down by Granite, so I got them fresh on my mind. Other than that, I don't pay a whole lot of attention, but no matter what electric company you're with, we appreciate what you do for the farmers and the ranchers out in the rural areas. And speaking of rural areas, coming up after this Northwestern Oklahoma forecast, I'll talk to you a little bit about broadband and what's happening, and an update, and some, if you don't know if you're going to get the broadband to your house or your farm or ranch or your business, I got a way for you to check on it and see if you're going to get it. All right, so let's check out some weather for Northwestern Oklahoma. Who do I pick today? Let's go with Alva. Let's check out Alva, all right? 2 degrees currently at Alva. The mezzanet must be down a little bit there. I don't have any wind or what's going on there, but the dew point is -8, and the wind chill's got to be somewhere around 25 to 30 below at at 2 degrees. You're under a wind chill warning till 12 o'clock tomorrow. Winter weather advisory till 6 o'clock tonight. Today, just windy, 8 degrees for a high. Tonight, your temperature's -1. Winds are still going to be getting it, but not quite as bad, but pretty close. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 20. Tomorrow night, 5 degrees. Saturday starts warming up a little bit more, 29, and a low 12 Saturday night. And finally, Christmas Day, we get above freezing with basically no wind. If you do, it'll be out of the west. Sunday night, get back below freezing, 25. Monday, mostly sunny and 47 degrees. How about that? All right, let's see what we got going on here. Okay, I was reading an article from Sabrina Halverson. She's a correspondent with the AgNet Media, and she says the Federal Communications Commission released the National Broadband Map just a couple weeks ago, and the American Farm Bureau Federation Government Affairs Director Emily Buckman says the new map displays specific location level information regarding the broadband deal. Let's see if I'm good enough to get this going here. Hang on with me just a second.
The American Farm Bureau Federation encourages rural residents to verify the accuracy of the FCC's national broadband map. That's coming up on This Land of Ours. The Federal Communications Commission released the National Broadband Map in November. Emily Buckman, American Farm Bureau Federation Government Affairs Director, says the new map displays specific location-level information regarding broadband services availability.
Which is a huge step from where we used to be, where broadband data availability was based off of census block-level data. American Farm Bureau was a strong proponent of the Broadband Data Act, which essentially led the way to this new, more granular map so that folks can see where and who is getting broadband service.
Buckman says people in rural areas can verify the accuracy of the map.
So the public is able to view the map at broadbandmap.fcc.gov, search for their address, and can see if their information about fixed and mobile services that was submitted by internet providers is actually accurate. It's pretty simple. You just take a look at the map on the website, type in your address, and you can see what was reported as far as from providers.
She encourages rural residents to check the accuracy of the map, as the map will determine federal funding opportunities.
Folks are able to take a look at the map through January 13th, and that is when the FCC would like to have any challenges submitted by.
You can view the map online at broadbandmap.fcc.gov. I'm Sabrina Halverson for the Southeast AgNet.
Thank you, Sabrina. So again, broadbandmap.fcc.gov. www.fcc.gov. I encourage you to take a look at that map and see how accurate it is, because they're spending a lot of federal money on this deal. And I know you guys have seen it south Elk City around Retrop and back towards Carter, and in that area they're putting in all that underground fiber and stuff like that. So I encourage you to go to that and check it out. But there's also another way after you check that out, and if you're not going to get any hookups on that deal, Starlink. I talked to Lord Campbell about this here the other day. We just had Starlink hooked up over at Sayre at the golf course because we couldn't get any hardline cable over in that area of Sayre, and it's perfect. We got five TVs running off of it. The computer, we're getting ready to put the phone on satellite, so it'll be on that too. And it's working great, and we got cameras, security cameras running under it. And I know Gabe, here my boss at the studio, he has it at his house. And I know a rancher out there southeast of Carter, Tom Oliver, he's got it at his house, and it works good. But like many rural Americans, the Leffler family dealt with the broadband connection fraught with problems. For years, they rely on DSL to help them run their America's Kansas row crop and cattle operation. And I know this is a Kansas family, but every family on the ranch and farm has dealt with this as far as getting good Wi-Fi and good signal and all that good stuff. Short for Digital Subscriber Line, DSL was introduced in the late 1980s and uses existing phone lines, making it widely available and affordable. However, the outdated service is much slower than the current internet technologies, with some plans not even meeting the 25 Mbps or faster download speed requirements for high-speed internet set by the FCC. I could literally pinpoint when the people of America would get off work and get on the internet, because the speed would drop dramatically, or I would get kicked off altogether. And that happened with us when we lived out there south of there. We were on one of the Wi-Fi services around here, and about 6 o'clock. This is not even hardline. 6 o'clock, man, just like take forever to download. And this wasn't but a few months ago. And so, anyway, it was a nightmare constantly waiting on to get service back or just lose it all together. Here, internet coverage, there's a map that they got on this article. Internet coverage, speed, and price access ranked from the best to the worst. The worst is Montana, Arkansas, Alaska, Mississippi, Wyoming, West Virginia, New Mexico, Maine, South Dakota, and Alabama. The best, of course, over there on the east, every one of them are over there on the East Coast. District of Columbia, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. So Oklahoma and Texas and Kansas, you're somewhere in between. How about that? So anyway, just get back to this point. If you would, if you're interested in trying this Starlink, enter Starlink, a SpaceX initiative. Starlink uses consolidates all their low Earth orbit satellites to deliver high speed, low broadband internet to remote and rural locations globally. Today, there are more than 2,000 functioning Starlink satellites in orbit. SpaceX says it wants to deploy at least 12,000. Think about that. With plans up to 30,000 to ensure global internet coverage. Users should expect download speeds of 50 to 200 Mbps, or upload speeds of 10 to 20 Mbps, according to the company. It was a service that this company, or not company, but this Leffler, this farm family up there in Kansas, began reading about on social media about a year ago. As word spread, she began hearing about the Starlink more frequently. Some of my friends have purchased Starlink, so I was able to ask them several questions. One of my concerns is how long would it take to get Starlink, because I had heard there was a huge waiting list, and this is the first I knew about this waiting list. My future in-laws live right outside of Lawrence, Kansas, which is a very populated area. They've been on a waiting list for almost a year. When I submitted my request online for a Starlink kit, they were still on the waiting list, and I receive my kid in about 2 weeks. I honestly believe it's because we're so rural. The residential plan, which is what the Lefflers purchased, cost $110 a month, and that's what we're paying for it over at Sayre, plus a one-time charge of about $600 for the equipment, and the equipment's yours. It was really easy to install. Had Gabe help me here. He got it up and running, all the TVs. Man, it's just cool. There's no buffering. One time, I think I heard they said it buffered one time for a split second. Other than that, it hasn't missed a lick. The kit includes the Starlink satellite dish, a Wi-Fi router, cables, and a base. The Starlink app uses reality to help customers choose the best location and position for the receiver, and I have that on my phone, and I did it. I was up there when we was hooking it up, and I did it, and we moved it, and it was great. I hadn't touched it since. Even she said the setup was very fast and very simple. While the cost is about $20 more than what Leffler was paying for DSL, she says she would rather pay more for something that's going to work and work well. With more than 500,000 active subscribers to date and reportedly several thousand more on the wait list, it seems others agree. To see how long the wait is would be for you to receive a kit. Visit starlink.com. Type in your address, and it'll tell you whether you have coverage and how long it's going to take. You guys, if you're not going to get any part of that new fiber broadband stuff the government's putting in there, this is the way to go. So anyway, I hope you guys wrote that down. If you got any questions, give me a text on the Starlink deal. I'm not selling for them. I just thought with that deal from Southeast AgNet that this was appropriate thing to talk about with Starlink, since we know how it works again. Anyway. We'll be right back after this with your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger Forecast.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day. That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
This season of hope, of giving, and of kindness should help put our thoughts squarely on heaven. There's no better time than now to focus on the glory of God and decide to become the people heaven wants us to be. Parents, God has entrusted you with the care of precious children. It's the toughest job you'll ever have, but it also offers the greatest rewards. Remind your children to be servants like Christ. He came to serve and to give. Encourage your kids to live up to that standard Jesus set for us all. And kids, don't just blend in with the crowd at school and at the ball games. Be as bold as a lion in your determination to do what's right. Don't be afraid to be different. Carry yourself with the confidence that trust in Christ brings. See what it means to live with a boldness for Christ that lasts. As we enjoy the blessings of this holiday season and wind down the old year, let's determine to make a new start. Let's become the people that heaven wants us to be. From everyone at Canyon Oilfield Services, where the key word is service.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs. Or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, December 19th. For all you great stewards of the land, I'm Drew Cobb.
1,487 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 381 brought 268. 12 at 524 brought 201. 4 at 570 brought 194. 3 at 602 brought 185. 31 at 730 brought 179. 4 at 771 brought 178. 52 at 820 brought 179. 3 head of heifers at 400 brought 177. 4 at 451 brought 180. 8 at 519 brought 163. 6 at 564 brought 174. 7 at 581 brought 168. 14 at 604 brought 176. 3 at 633 brought 172. Butcher cows were 5 to 87.50. Butcher bulls brought 41 to 95. Bred cows were 750 to 1775. Pairs brought 900 to 1285. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction exit 71. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Oh, there you go. Turn on that button, Jimmy. I stirred the nest up out there a little bit. Now I know who some of my listeners are. Also, a big shout out to all those water guys, whether they're in the city or out there in the rural areas, keeping everybody's, like Beckham County District 1, 2, thirsty water. Don't even get me in the name of all these water districts because I'm not in. I don't know none of them but the ones that I'm familiar with, and that's Beckham County and thirsty water down there in Greer County. But anyway, big shout-out to those guys. Matter of fact, the other night there was a water leak there on thirsty water, and we was out of water at the shop, and I drove down the road looking for a water leak and found it, and they came and fixed it, and we had water within a couple hours, and appreciate them. And it was cold. That wind was blowing. I volunteered to help them if they needed any help, but I was not dressed for if they had asked me to help. I didn't mind driving along the road and pick up the spotlight, but it's chilly out there. Anyway, I appreciate them fixing that, and I know everybody else in that area does too. So thank you. Thank you to all utility workers in this weather. How about that? We'll cover them all that way. Okay, let's check out our forecast for the Hobart Farm and Garden. Who are we going to pick today? Let's go with Mangum. I don't know if I've said them in the last week or two, but let's just go with them real quick. Today, well, currently right now, it's 9 degrees. The winds are out of the northwest at 24 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 34. The wind chill is 12 miles an hour. Looks like the humidity is dropping, so it doesn't feel quite as cold, but it's still cold. How about that? Wind chill advisory till 12 o'clock tomorrow. Wind weather advisory till 6 o'clock tonight. Today, windy, 14 for a high. You might get there. Tonight, still windy, 6 for a low. Tomorrow, 23 for a high, 13 for a low tomorrow night. Saturday, mostly sunny and 32. Get back to right at freezing. Saturday night, 17. Christmas Day, 43 and no wind in Mangum, Oklahoma, and mostly sunny. So it should be a pretty day. Monday, sunny and 51 degrees, and I seen 60s towards middle in the next week. So anyway, hopefully we get some good drying weather so these guys can get in there and finish getting their cotton out, because there's still some cotton out on the ground. I seen some Milo north of Elk that haven't been harvested yet, but they're working on it. So I'm sure there's other crops elsewhere that need to be getting. So anyway, all good there. How about that? Anyway, let's see here. Peanuts. I haven't talked about peanuts in a while because it's too cold to talk about peanuts. But the American Peanut Council originally recruited 69 growers for a pilot program concerning sustainability. And that word is appearing more and more all the time. Sustainability. According to a story from Tyrone Spearman, APC is now looking for more growers to take part in this program. Let's see what Tyrone's got to say about this.
How sustainable is the peanut industry? Well, the industry is making an effort to try to explain why peanut industry has an initiative on climate smart and also a very good product to grow. The American Peanut Council has launched a study called the sustainable U.S. peanut grower platform, which will help from across the supply chain. They've already recruited 69 growers for the pilot project. The participating growers enroll nearly 40,500 acres of peanuts in 10 states, which is about 2.5% of the total. So there won't be more farmers this coming year to join in. They're working closely with the Cotton Trust Protocol on platform enhancements that allow growers of both commodities to enter their information seamlessly. But what they're trying to do is to show that the farmers are applying the right chemicals, that they are sustainable, and they will be producing peanuts in the future. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.
Thank you, Mr. Tyron. I appreciate that. I don't know if any of the listeners out here that grow peanuts was involved in that program or going to take part of it next year, but if you do, I'd like to talk to you next spring or summer and see how that's going, because, I mean, that sustainability word is coming up more and more and more. And, you know, I asked there a week or two ago and had a lot of response to what you define the word sustainability in, and I got all kinds of responses, but my favorite one was from the famous rancher over there between Foss and Burns Flat in Wichita. I don't know, that might even be Custer County there. Anyway, he said that you can go make your payment at the bank and your banker's happy, you're sustained. So anyway, it was pretty good. So anyway, again, all kinds of things going on in the farming world to see how I don't know, it's just crazy. All right. Have you guys heard of the hybrid wheat? Well, how hybrid wheat could lead to more food without GMO fears. U.S. farmers are gaining access to new types of wheat developed by the agrochemical giants Syngenta, I guess is how you say that, without genetic engineering, as the world's biggest seed makers sink to boost yields amid dwindling supplies of grain. Chinese-owned Syngenta, how do you say that, is releasing hybrid wheat on 5,000 to 7,000 acres next year, a small fraction of the total U.S. plantings. While BASF, ESE, and Bayer Ag are planning their own launches of the hybrid wheat by the end of the decade. How is hybrid wheat grown? Crop breeders develop hybrid wheat by taking away the natural ability of the plants to pollinate themselves. Instead, female wheat plants in the field are pollinated by male plants of a different line, when the goal of producing seeds that carry stronger yield potential and adaptability to adverse environments than either parent. The fertilized female plant produces new unique offspring called a hybrid. The use of hybrid technology allows breeders to choose the best traits from two parent seeds to produce offspring that contain the positive characteristics of both, with yields increasing through a phenomenon known as hybrid bicker. When seed companies produce hybrid wheat seeds, some female plants ultimately fail to become fertilized because they rely on unpredictable winds to carry the pollen, producer said. Fertilization of each plant is more certain during the wheat's natural process of self-pollination. How widespread are hybrid crops? Farmers have grown hybrid corn since the 1930s, and it has improved yield by increasing the plant's resistance to pests and diseases. Vegetables, including onions, spinach, and tomatoes, are also grown from hybrid seeds. Seed companies said they used their experience launching hybrid corn and barley to develop hybrid wheat. Average corn yields climbed 600% from 1930 to the mid-1990s, aided partly by the hybridization, while a 2.5-fold increase, according to the USDA. Hybrid wheat has taken longer to come to the market because the development process is more expensive and complicated. Researchers said it could be the key to boosting wheat output while avoiding the GMO label. Genetically modified varieties of corn and soy used for animal feed, biofuels, and ingredients like cooking oil were introduced in 1996 and soon came to dominate plantings in the United States, as well as Brazil and Argentina, the world's top suppliers. Genetically modified wheat has never been grown for commercial purposes due to consumer fears that allergies or the toxics could emerge in a staple used worldwide for bread, pasta, and pastry. All right, there you go. Tomorrow we might talk about what the benefits of a hybrid wheat would be. So anyway, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, and God bless. Stay warm. Take care of your animals, please. Check your water.